This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Decided to join us tonight. Us tonight is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
All right. And this is a different kind of radio show. I'm sure everybody has listened to talk radio at one point or another in their life, and they are used to hearing the opinions of the hosts. They're used to hearing everything that is good with Republicans and is bad with Democrats, or is great with Democrats and bad with Republicans, and we're a different kind of show.
Yeah, I think they're all bad.
Yeah.
And well, I say that as a new Republican. I'm no longer registered
yes.
as a Libertarian.
I forgot to give you your congratulations for joining the party of Lincoln, as it were.
Gross.
There you go. But we're not that kind of not that kind of radio show. What we're going to be talking about is liberty, and we think that's very important. And we want you to understand where we're coming from. We want to understand where you're coming from, and we want to see if we can introduce a little bit more liberty and freedom in our lives, and that would be a great thing. So how's it been going, Ian?
Busy
day.
There's always a lot going on. Lots in the news. Lots that we can talk about here tonight, of course. We'll take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Discord, and there are on-air call-in line rooms on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That's if you want to sound like you are sitting in the studio with us here, because you will. You will sound very good.
And it does sound that good.
Yeah.
And if Ian sounds like he's done this before, that's because he's done it for, what, close to 20 years. And I'm
almost.
I'm on my second night.
Your second night in the first chair, and you did great last week.
Oh, that's all right. We'll see if I can equal my previous performance.
But well, you showed up on time, so that
is that really it?
That helps.
Dude,
that
how many
helps.
Points do I get for that?
Well, Rich Paul is supposed to be joining us here. I'm sure I'm going to have to go drag him out of wherever it is that he is, because he loses track of time.
Rich will show up. But yeah. One thing that has certainly been in the news, I'm sure you've heard the news out of Houston.
What happened in Houston?
So basically what it was on the word of a confidential informant, some police officers went to serve a no-knock warrant or a simultaneous knock and go in the door of a couple in Houston. They burst through the door while screaming police and were quickly met with rounds from the person who lived there.
Okay.
As I think a lot of people would likely do if it were, I think it was early in the morning, and you heard screaming and your door being knocked open.
Now, were these actual cops who were going through, or were these other criminals who were masquerading as police?
In this instance, this was the actual police.
Okay.
They were serving a warrant because a confidential informant had told them that there were drugs in the house. Now, since they've got a chance to go through, all police were killed in this.
What?
Excuse me. Both suspects were killed.
Oh.
And I don't know I think the story will cover who's still living on the police side, but it was a...
Did cops get killed too?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this the one where there were... it was the wrong house?
There's been some conjecture as to that,
uh-huh.
but the address of the building does match what was on the warrant.
Hmm.
So we do know that, but...
But that doesn't mean it was the right house.
That's correct. Or that there were ever any drugs
right.
there. And this comes to us from Reason.com. No-knock warrant for deadly drug raid describes heroin and a gun cops didn't find.
Mm-mm.
Houston narcotics officers thought busting into the house without warning was the, quote, cautious approach. According to the search warrant
really?
Authorizing... Yeah, exactly. And
what? Cautious versus what? busting in with a tank without warning? I mean, what is it that's less cautious than busting into someone's house with, you know, guns pulled, shouting? I mean, how is that cautious?
I there's a lot to discuss about that, and I really believe that, you know, if you are one of those people, and there are a lot of you out there who, you know, really... You put value in not only human life, but police officers' lives. You don't want them, you don't want a kid to not have his son, his father come home at the end of the day. I get that. But is no knock really the right way to do that? My argument is you are putting everybody in a tremendous amount of harm.
But Chris, they might flush the drugs. That's why they need to no knock.
Yes, and that's a great point. The reason why it was argued and the Supreme Court upheld this, the reason they do no knock is so that they cannot get rid of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, in this instance, you have a number of police officers getting shot. I believe a couple of them critically, but we'll get into that here. According to the search warrant authorizing the drug raid that killed a middle-aged Houston couple in their home on Monday, police were expecting to find many plastic bags containing a, quote, brown powder identified as black tar heroin. Instead, they found an unspecified amount of marijuana and white powder that they thought might be cocaine or fentanyl. The no-knock warrant obtained by KTRK, the ABC affiliate in Houston, was approved by Houston Municipal Court Judge Gordon Markham on Monday afternoon after 3.5 hours before, about 3.5 hours before narcotics officers burst into the home of Dennis Tuttle and Rodina Nicholas at 7815 Harding Street. On Sunday, the officer who applied for the search warrant says in his affidavit he sent a confidential informant to buy heroin at that location from a, quote, white male whose name is unknown, unquote. The CI emerged from the house with a quantity of brown powder, that's in quotes, and reported that he had seen more of it packaged in a, quote, in large containers, a large quantity of small baggies, unquote.
So the cops sent their informant into this, allegedly, into this house?
To buy heroin.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, the CI said, yeah, I bought heroin, and there's a bunch more in there.
Uh-huh.
It's all over the place. The officer, whose name is blacked out, says he was watching the informant the whole time, and adds that afterwards, quote, surveillance was placed on the above location in question by narcotics officers, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So where did the heroin go? According to the affidavit, there were numerous bags in the house on Sunday. Yet they had disappeared by the following evening, notwithstanding the
police surveillance. So they raided by the next night.
Right.
Okay.
After they had put surveillance in place.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, people were watching this house the whole time.
Yeah.
And they go in the next day, and there is nothing there. That is
except for some marijuana and an unidentified as yet, or at least maybe they will identify later in the story, white substance.
Right. And at this point, they have not identified, and they have not released what they've identified or not. But it could be anything. That is not the only inconsistency. The CI claimed to have seen a, quote, semi-automatic handgun of a 9mm caliber, unquote, in the house on Sunday. Yet police found no such weapon on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the .357 Magnum that Tuttle reportedly fired at the narcotics officers after they knocked down his door and killed his dog with a shotgun.
Oh, man.
Police found 3 shotguns, a .22 rifle, and a Remington 700 bolt-action rifle.
But this is Texas.
That is a paltry amount of firearms.
Yeah.
It's a paltry amount of firearms for your average home in New Hampshire, I think.
It's Texas, though. I mean, so it's not uncommon to find guns, I would imagine, in somebody's home.
Right. And if people have a deer rifle, which is what a 700 Remington is, you know, bolt-action rifle, they're likely going to have a shotgun.
So both of these folks ended up getting killed by the cops.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's correct.
It's tragic.
Yes.
So, I mean, look, if the idea is that they had all this heroin And the house was then put under surveillance for the next 24 hours, and then they raid the house, and we're wondering where the heroin went to. Presumably, they would have seen somebody leave if they, you know, if they'd left the residence.
So they
should have tracked them that way. But also, if so, it's not like they got tipped off, right? Because if they were tipped off, they would have gotten rid of the marijuana as well.
One would think.
So there's more coming up here.
855-450-FREE. That's 855. Free as in freedom.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. FreeEscapeBook.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're coming to you live like we do every single night, 365 days a year. regardless of whether it's, if it's a holiday, we're still in here. If it's something true. Amazing happening in the news, we're going to be in here talking about it. Now we got somebody else joining us.
Presuming we know about it, sometimes we're completely oblivious to what's going on. So that's why we have open phones. You can let us know about it.
That's a good point.
The toll-free number is what?
It is 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. And right. Joining us tonight, we got Rich Paul.
Yay.
How are you, Rich?
Life is good. How are you doing, Chris?
Good. I'm very good, thank you. And we've been talking about a couple different things, and some things that we see in the news are sad, but one thing that is not sad is cryptocurrency, and that is brought to you tonight by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news or engage in the community with on the Bitcoin forums, and you can learn more about that at Bitcoin.com. And, Rich, we've been talking about this tragic, tragic event that happened in Houston, Texas, involving another no-knock raid. And if you're not familiar with the term no-knock raid...
Wait, there was a tragic one, too? I heard some home invaders got what they deserved.
That is certainly one way to look at it. I'm going to call it a tragic one because
in this case,
two innocent people died.
Yeah, the two people
the innocents
were in the home
were killed. That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
And the dog, the innocent dog as well.
Yes, because a dog is a lethal threat.
That's what the cops want you to believe.
Well, and really, I don't know how postal employees make it through. I mean, how do they even end up retiring? Aren't they all killed by dogs?
No, they carry things like mace.
They do.
Yeah.
And sometimes
takes care of it.
I've talked to a couple mail carriers, and sometimes they'll use their boot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And frequently that will dissuade a dog from attacking. But police officers like to go in guns blazing, and I've it's not a week that goes by that we don't hear about some new example of puppy side.
Yep. Isn't there a website for that?
There is. I'm sure there is. I just watched a video. It couldn't have been more than a week or two ago, but the dog could not have weighed more than 6 pounds. I mean, the dog was tiny. I almost had admiration for the police officer who brutally murdered the dog for being able to shoot such a small target from such a great distance. It was disgusting and sad.
The website, by the way, is PuppysideDB, as in database, PuppysideDB.com, and they have recorded 2,939 acts of violence by police against animals.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But we were talking about this no-knock raid, and for those of you who may not be familiar with what a no-knock raid is, that means that police officers can petition the judge to classify a particular warrant as a no-knock warrant. They're not all automatic no-knock warrants.
Okay.
They have to get a little bit of additional information, and then the judge can say, okay, I understand your reasoning here. This is protected. The police are protected in using these by a Supreme Court decision, which they successfully argued that if you gave the suspect more time than necessary, they could get rid of the evidence. And the evidence, it's just drugs.
That's
what they're talking about.
Yeah. They're going to get rid of the drugs. Got to be a no-knock.
Right. So we have to do a no-knock.
Maximum violence.
I don't have the exact numbers, but I'm going to ballpark it, and I'm going to ballpark it really, really close because I just read this. I was looking up what the number of no-knock raids were when they started doing them, and that was kind of in the early 80s. There were about 400 of them nationwide.
Per year?
Per year.
Now it's, 40,000?
In 2004, they served 50,000 no-knocks.
Wow.
So a reason, whether you're pro-police, whether you're anti-police, whether you're pro-drug, anti-drug, people get killed in these things. That's the problem. It is a systemic problem.
Well, if we want to stop drugs, you got to break a few eggs.
No,
you got to break a few eggs.
You got to build a wall. Didn't we just learn this?
You got to build
week?
A wall and break eggs.
Which one is?
You got to throw eggs off the wall like Humpty Dumpty. And they break, and all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Somebody had to come forward with the Humpty Dumpty analogy. But this idea that you are going to stop drugs by making them illegal.
You just need to raid harder. Just raid harder. More raids, more often, more hard raids. Yeah, more violence, more killing dogs. Eventually those drug users will get the message, won't they?
Will they? I'm asking you. I'm asking the people out there. Either hit us up on Discord or call us at 855-450-FREE.
How do they get us on Discord?
Oh, go to discord.lrn.fm.
Okay, great.
See?
Good
Ian,
plan.
I am helping out here because Ian is beginning to forget. Like he just forgot where Discord was.
Right.
That's right.
It's a good thing you're here.
I'm gonna keep playing that one. But in this case, it was yet another no-knock warrant, and yeah. As we just learned in the last
and
segment,
more unnecessary killing.
The confidential informant and confidential informants are notoriously unreliable.
Right.
This is where most cases tend to fall apart because a police officer didn't see it. He's just getting the word of someone who is trying to get something out of this.
Right. Usually it's getting off on some sort of criminal charge.
Right. When he's been busted for drugs
or something like that. I remember your case, Rich Paul. There was a confidential informant who was busted for dealing heroin who then rolled on you for selling marijuana. So they actually let a heroin dealer free into the streets so they could bust Rich for selling weed.
Richie the Snitch, Richie DuPont, yeah.
And that's absurd. Well,
and Rich's case was particularly unique because you actually didn't take a plea deal, so you went to trial, so they actually had to put the snitch on trial. Because most of the time they're going to tell the snitch, oh, don't worry, you won't have to testify.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, he did have to testify, so everybody got to see his face.
And they got to see his face with fewer teeth too.
Because, really?
Yeah. Funny thing. I apparently he got into it with my friend Mark at work one day, and
really?
He lost some teeth. I was
Mark Capuzzo.
I can't imagine what they were arguing over.
Snitches get dentures.
Yeah, in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump back into this story. And again, when they went in the next day, keep in mind the police allegedly had a confidential informant who said, I just bought some brown substance in a plastic baggie, and there's plenty more baggies there. The police officers immediately placed the residents under surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching it the whole time. They go in, and they find no baggies. So where did the heroin go? According to the affidavit, there were numerous bags of it in the house on Sunday, yet they had disappeared by the following evening, notwithstanding the police surveillance. This is not the only inconsistency. The CI claimed to have seen, quote, a semi-automatic handgun of a 9mm caliber, unquote, in the house, and there was no such weapon there.
They must have flushed it down the toilet.
They must have. They did find his .357, which he allegedly fired at the narcotics officers as they were breaking his door down and killing his dog.
And then eventually killing him.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Yep. And it's very sad. 855-450-FREE. Call us. Let us know what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
It will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it will also be the biggest deal ever made.
the two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, like we do every single night, 855-453. We are talking liberty, we are talking freedom, and right now we are talking about some police officers that served a no-knock warrant.
It's been
Texas.
Yeah, it's these things happen so often, and you know we don't talk about them very often, considering how often they go down. This one particularly bloodier than your typical ones.
Yes, yes, and regardless of what side you're on, you know, if you're pro drug, okay, you're going to be upset because there was nobody harming anybody here,
right?
But the police decided to come in with guns blazing, and this is what happens.
And you don't have to be pro-drug for that, you know. I mean, heroin is a bad thing. I don't approve of people using it.
Right.
I just don't approve of people killing other people for using it. And I don't care about the heroin when it comes down to violence. If you kick down another man's door without his permission, then you deserve a face full of hot lead.
Right.
Doesn't matter what the judge said.
And I think most police supporters would agree with that too. They would agree that you own your home. Your home is your castle. And does that mean that you can just be literally, people can knock down your door and shoot first and ask questions later? And that's the question. It is not something. I mean, there was so much written prior to the United States existing. English common law, the Magna Carta, all talking about overreaches of government and things that they attempted to put in place to prevent them.
Oh, but that's before they had flush toilets. Flush toilets changed morality.
What? Is that what
well,
it did?
Well, without toilets, they couldn't flush the evidence.
Gotcha.
Not, never heard quite that take on it.
Nope.
But I do want to go to the phones here real quickly. We've got Ron in New York who wants to discuss the 2020 election. Give me just
Ron is obsessed with the 2020 election. Mm. I think that's what he always calls about.
Well, let me see if I can correctly get to him, possibly get to him.
All right.
I don't know. I thought
we have Ron.
Good libertarian.
Oh. Ron? Yes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Turn him up a bit there on the board. Just turn that ISDN Hello? Up. Yeah, we hear you.
Go ahead. We hear you fine.
Okay. Okay. So, so I got some news, good news for anybody who is a principled libertarian. It looks like Bill Weld may soon no longer be our problem.
now, who's Bill Weld?
I saw that.
So, Bill Weld, the moderate neocon who, or the wolf in sheep's clothes, essentially, who, essentially, when he was governor, he was pro-gun control, he was pro-eminent domain, he was pretty much the exact opposite of a libertarian, but then a week before the libertarian convention in 2016, changed his party affiliation to libertarian so he could be the nominee just because he was the governor of Massachusetts. He's saying apparently that he's going to make an announcement in New Hampshire on February 15th about whether he's running for president. But apparently there are people close to him saying he's not going to run as a libertarian. He's going to run. He's actually going to primary Trump.
Well, that would be wonderful news, because I had asked the question the other day of, you know, will Trump actually have a primary challenger on the Republican side? Because purportedly, there are supposed to be a lot of Republicans that didn't like Trump,
right,
who kind of got behind him because he ended up getting the nomination, but they still weren't happy about it.
The never-Trumpers. Yeah, and Weld has come out, you know, but how does Weld, Weld came to New Hampshire a few years back, and did he not say something to the effect of, you know, with God as my witness, you'll never see me as a Republican. You'll never see me as anything but a libertarian again as long as I live, so help me God. Wasn't there something like that?
Yeah. Well,
I suspect there was.
Right now, I guess the GOP is, like, flipping out about the idea. And I guess I think Ronna McDaniel, I think her name is, the Republican, the GOP, the head of the GOP, or the GOP chairman, is saying, oh, well, he can run as a libertarian all he wants, but we don't want him.
Right.
And I guess Corey Lewandowski was calling him an opportunist. I mean, listen, I love it because you know he's not going to go, and he's not going to get anywhere because, number one, he's nowhere near conservative enough to get the nomination. And number two,
not in today's world.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump wasn't exactly whatever a conservative is. He didn't kind of meet that definition either. I mean, Trump's a former Democrat, right?
Yeah.
New York
but
Democrat.
He still put his positions on a number of issues. Like, I think in, like, 2000, he was, like, pro-choice, and he was, like, pro-universal health care, and he pretty much, like, flipped that. He pretty much got rid of that and took pretty much a Tea Party position.
Well, before he was for them. No, he was against them before he was for them. This is the tough thing about politicians. I can never remember if they were for them before they were against them, or against them before they were for them.
Well, I can say I'm against them, politicians.
Politicians?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. So, but like Bill Weld, like the thing Donald Trump, the advantage he had was when he said he was like pro-choice and pro-universal health care and all that stuff, he said those things like 16 years before he ran for president as a Republican.
Right.
But Bill Weld, just like a couple of years ago, is saying, oh, I'm pro-choice and I'm pro all these things that Republicans don't agree with. So that's going to be a hurdle in his path. And plus, I saw a poll that like 90% of Republicans supported Donald Trump. It was just like the politicians that were... it was essentially mainly establishment Republicans that want him out. But
right.
I guess, like, a vast majority of, like, grassroots registered Republican voters actually support him, which makes it unlikely he's not going to be the nominee.
So does this mean I have to be confronted by all my libertarian friends, and I'm not registered as anything, and I like it that way, yelling at me for not jumping on the Weld bandwagon? Because I didn't like any. First of all, it was really hard to tell what Bill Weld was for or against.
He was for Hillary.
Yeah,
he was really clear on that.
There we go, and he was also very much for Obama at one point.
Yeah.
But I just really got tired of it, you know, hearing libertarians say, you know, you just got to suck it up. You know, I know.
I think Rich was one of those libertarians, right? Didn't you go, like, all in on Johnson Weld?
I supported Johnson. I never cared about Weld
really?
one way or the other. I don't have any interest in Weld. Mm-hmm. I think Johnson...
Why is Johnson better than Weld in your mind?
Well, I mean, Johnson, for one thing, doesn't have any things in his past like, you know, Weld did sign a gun control bill once. He says he opposed it, but he signed it anyway. That doesn't impress me. Johnson doesn't have anything like that in his past. I mean, Johnson didn't make a priority of eliminating the bake the cake laws. That wasn't as big a deal to him as it was to some people who just, you know, that's the most important thing to them. Yeah. You gotta protect yourself from gay cakes, but nobody else. I mean, that is my only complaint about Johnson. And Johnson didn't even say keep the law. He just said, bake the cake. Don't be a dick, which is a reasonable thing to say. Can I say that?
You can say that.
Okay, yeah. Groovy.
Because we're not talking about a body part or anything like that,
right.
So it's okay.
It's a descriptor.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ron, for your call here tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate that. And it is good news that Bill Weld may not, still not clear, he may not be running as a libertarian this time around.
It's not going to hurt my feeling.
Yeah. And that means the Libertarians might actually have a Libertarian candidate. Because if Weld had run, he may have gotten it. Simply because he's a former politician or current politician.
Yeah. And believe former it or governor. Not, folks, there is a Libertarian Party out there. Occasionally they put up an actual candidate to run for the office of President of the United States. But more importantly, they run for local offices and things like that. You should check them out. 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are with you tonight. Myself, Chris.
Rich Paul.
I'm Ian.
And we've been discussing a no-knock raid that went horribly wrong in Texas. And we've got some other things we'd like to talk about tonight. But I'm going to finish up where we were discussing this story. And this has to do, again, with the no-knock raid that went down in Houston, Texas. Both, quote-unquote, suspects in this were shot dead by police officers, and a number of police officers were wounded, some seriously, when they tried to execute a warrant using a technique called no-knock.
All of it is completely senseless, a total waste of life. And you just told me off the air, these folks had lived there for 20 years.
Yeah, it wasn't like they just moved into the neighborhood. It wasn't like people there didn't know them. And I think it stretches the incredulity a little bit to think that, oh, my God, you know, Bob and Wanda were massive
heroin
kingpins.
Except there weren't any were no bags of heroin found.
Right. You know? And there was also no firearm that the confidential informant.
Well, there were firearms.
There were, but not like he had described it. He was very specific, a semi-automatic 9mm pistol.
They didn't find
clear view. There wasn't one of those.
Found a shotgun.
They did.
Not a rifle.
They did. They did not find all sorts of baggies filled with brown, black tar heroin, or what they suspected were that. And as this continues, as it turns out...
Well, now, one of the questions that they didn't answer in the story is they said they sent a confidential informant in, and the CI ostensibly bought one of these bags of heroin.
Right.
Did they ever test that heroin, or did the CI put it up his nose, you know, or shoot it up, or whatever it is that, you know, you do with a bag of black tar heroin?
I don't know, and they haven't talked about it here. This is, I think, the second or third article on this that Reason's done, so I know they've covered more of the details in previous pieces, but these are all good questions. I mean, by the third article, I think we would have had some answers by now, but the police seem to be very tight-lipped about this, except to say, we're going out there, we're putting our lives on the line every single day. And
to violate your rights. Mm-hmm. Why don't you appreciate it?
I did not bring this story in, but the head of the police union in Texas, or at least in Houston, came out and said, you know, I've had enough of you dirtbags calling us murderers and things like that. And we know who every one of you are.
Boy, talking about his critics?
Talking about critics of this particular case.
Well, I'm one of them. That guy who called and said, hey, you're the reason we need AR-15s and M-16s. That was me. Write that down.
Does Rich's position strike you as a little bit a little bit strong? If so, call us at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get anybody calling in to support no-knock raids. I mean, are there actually people who think this was a good plan?
Apparently the judge did.
Besides the cops and besides the judge. And, you know, like actual people. Like people who behave like human beings.
Oh, people, not pigs.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the whole thing. I mean, is this... I think anybody can say, you know, you can certainly make the excuse that, well, you know, if we do knock, they're likely going to flush the drugs, and that's our evidence, and mm-hmm. if we're going to put these heroin-dealing, you know, 59-year-old couple in jail, then we have to catch them with it in their hands. People can wrap their heads around that because they've been convinced that there's a war on drugs, and they're convinced that this war is winnable. Despite the fact that we've spent $1 billion over
way more than that.
50
they managed
years.
To it's prosecute me based just on what they bought from me. They didn't have to do a no-knock raid. They arrested me in a parking lot.
Right.
Perfectly mm-hmm. safe.
But another appeal of the no appeal.
Right. They specifically didn't want to arrest you like here on this property because there's cameras all over the place.
Right.
Well, there's cameras all over the place, and there's more than one gun, or at least there certainly has been.
They wanted you alone. They wanted you separate from your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They wanted me separate from my friends, and they thought they were going to get me without my friends knowing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were like, we want to get you back to the Keene Activist Center before anybody knows you've been arrested. I remember I said to the FBI agent, you have no idea who I am, do you? the 800 people knew I was arrested before we left the CVS parking lot.
Right. Because
Wendy had called Pork 411, so mm-hmm. that was absolutely true.
So the other aspect of this is, I'm kind of a gun guy. You guys both know that. I like my toys and things like that. And I imagine a lot of people
guns
like
aren't
myself.
Toys, kids. Guns aren't toys.
Yes, that's right. The police may attract some gun guys, too.
Sure.
And it's got to be awfully frustrating if you have all these really cool toys, but you never get a chance to break them out and use them.
Mm.
I can see that.
Well, I mean, they can use them anytime they want on the practicing range.
They can go to the range.
But it's not the same as taking a life from somebody, if that's what you're really into.
Right, and knocking down doors, you know, mm-hmm. busting heads. I mean, that's
well, there's
an
adrenaline factor, and a lot of cops are addicts. You know, they're addicted to different things. They're addicted to adrenaline. They're addicted, in some cases, to alcohol, in some cases, to abusive sex. So cops have their vices. And it reminds me of Barry Cooper, who some of you might remember. He was a guest on Free Talk Live, living down in Mexico now. But Barry is an interesting character because he was a narcotics officer down in Texas, actually. He was the narcotics cop of the year down in Texas at some point in the past when he was younger. And we had him on our show years ago, probably like a decade ago now, and he told us about how when he first became an officer, he would get an adrenaline rush off of just pulling somebody over, just for like speeding or whatever, some sort of non-risky thing. Just the fact that pulling somebody over was an adrenaline boost for him. Eventually that dissipated, right, to where when he'd pull somebody over, there wasn't an adrenaline rush. Right. It was just normal. He was used to it. So he had to start upping the ante. He had to start escalating the situation to increase, sometimes artificially, but increase the danger to him or the potential danger to him.
It's
so
the same thrill.
So, because he wanted to get that adrenaline rush again. And so he gave the example of how if he were investigating somebody for, let's say, cocaine, maybe he found some cocaine or whatever in somebody's car or whatever, he would leave the person unhandcuffed and just tell them to sit down on the side of the road, like, you know, sit on the curb while I go and search your car. So the idea was give him a chance to run.
Right.
That way he would have the excuse to run after him, tackle him, beat him, and get that rush. So he had to keep upping the ante.
Yeah.
Just
and
like
that's
a junkie.
Interesting. Yeah, and that's how addictions work.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that we really should not have on police forces, on SWAT teams, is people that have those particular afflictions, and that's what
it is. But that's what's going to attract those people.
Of course.
So how are you going to avoid that?
First of all, you need to start disarming the police.
Or if you're going to, because like the proposal to disarm the police probably isn't going anywhere anytime soon, even with all the terrible stories about how awful they are. So here's a middle point, a compromise, you know, because politics is all about compromise. How about the police don't do no-knock raids anymore? How about they never do a drug raid ever again?
Oh,
and
I
you
like
can
that.
Reserve the actual no-knock raids for, oh, I don't know, trying to catch some murderer or something like that. How about that?
Kidnapper,
yeah,
maybe?
Kidnapper.
Sure. How about somebody who robs a bank? You know, they've taken millions of dollars that doesn't belong to them.
You know, it's not going to...
Maybe.
The people aren't going to be as upset. I mean, presuming they have the right suspect, and of course you know they're going to screw that up sometimes, but presuming they have the right suspect and the person they're actually raiding is a violent criminal who's harmed innocent people, nobody's going to get their hair bent out of place because a cop roughs up a wanted murderer.
Right.
It's just not going to be as controversial.
Right. But if we continue this path, you know, what we're going to have is more people dying. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, the police are sitting here going, why are you always painting us out to be the bad guys? Well, you just shot and killed two people in their home.
Plus the dog. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because yeah. People care more about the dog, you know.
As it turned out, breaking into the house without warning and opening fire with a shotgun were not a safer approach. It precipitated a shootout during which at least five officers were injured, four by gunfire, and two suspects were killed.
Wow.
Based on the official description of the raid, which was not recorded, it is entirely possible that Tuttle did not realize the armed men invading his home were police officers. It's hard to imagine that things would have turned out worse if police had taken the, quote, dangerous approach of announcing themselves. This disastrous search supposedly was the culmination of a two-week investigation triggered by a neighbor's tip. During that time, police apparently did not manage to document suspicious activity at the house or even identify the owners who had lived there for two decades.
Wow.
Yet the
That's
officer,
some real detective work.
Right. Yet the officer who sought the warrant confidently informed his CI that, quote, narcotics were being sold and stored, quote, unquote, in the house. How did he know that? Exactly. And that's what we're trying to figure out here. That's what Reason's trying to figure out. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.